The book of Romans, chapter number 13, verse number 1, the Bible says, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. They that resist shall receive themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Will thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he's the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain, for he's the minister of God, a revenger, to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause pay you tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor." Thank you for standing tonight of honoring the reading of the Word of God. Father, we love you. We thank you for this time together at your house this evening. God, the men and ladies that have come tonight from our fire departments, God, from our rescue service, to all of our police officers and officials, we want to thank you, God, tonight that you've put them in our paths and in our community. Help us now to be clear in the Word of God. Touch our hearts tonight. If there be one here lost that don't know your Son, I pray that God, you'd grant them life tonight. We'll be careful and honor you and thank you for everything you do in Jesus' name. Amen. It's amazing to me what people don't know about the Bible. It's amazing what we find in the Bible if we read the Bible. I want to preach just a few minutes tonight on practical conduct to authority. Practical conduct to authority. Now, first of all, you'll notice Paul wrote this epistle and he talks about the command to obey authority. It's right to obey authority. America don't like nor appreciate authority, but thank God there is authority. We got to have authority in the homes, authority in the lands, authority in our churches, authorities in our schools. God is a God of authority. And so there's the command to obey authority. Notice this. The Bible said there's the subjects of command. Let every soul, everybody stands even at respecting authority. So there's the subjects of the command. Secondly, there's a submission in the command. Be subjects. You know what that word means? Submit. Give right away. Someone, an officer, comes by and pulls you over. It's, "Yes, sir." "No, ma'am." "Yes, ma'am." "Here's my driver's license and my gun carrying permit." "Amen." The subjects of command. The submission in command. But then the sense of command. Look what the Bible says. The higher powers. God ordained government. God requires human government that they may protect everybody that's in the sound of our voices singing. There is the command to obey. Secondly, not only the command to obey authority, but in verse 1, there's the creation of the authority. Watch this. "Let every soul be subject to the higher powers, for there's no power but of God." God has put you in office. God has put you in your role. And so God is a God that is the creator of authority. Now, you are appointed by God. You're approved by God. And I'm going to tell you, I believe you're applauded by God. You're ministers of doing right. I'm a minister of the gospel. I believe God has His heart on ministers. And I'm going to tell you tonight, if nobody else ever says thank you, the God of this Bible applauds you tonight for serving your community.
the command to obey, the creation of authority. But thirdly, look at this, not only the command to obey authority and the creation of authority, but what about this, folk, forget about the caution about resisting authority. Now, the Bible simply says this in verse number 2, "Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation." There's the character of resistance. It's whosoever. See, when you break the law, you're breaking God's command. Disobeying man's laws of our government and of our state and our city and our county, they become very serious when it involves breaking God's commands. The character of resistance. Secondly, the consequences of resistance. Listen to what the Bible says in verse 2. There's a heavy condemnation. Look what it says. "Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, that they resist shall receive to themselves damnation." Not only is there a heavenly condemnation, but there's a human conscience in verse 5. It don't bother many people in this day and hour, but it says this, "Wherefore you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake." We ought to fear authority. When they pull up, we ought to respect them, encourage them, pray for them. You see, the Bible teaches this practical conduct to authority. There's our command to obey authority. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. The creation of authority. The caution about resisting authority. But look at verse 3 and 4 in your Bible. The cause for authority. Verse number 4. "For he's the minister of God to thee for good. But thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain, for he's the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil." Now the cause for authority. First of all, he's to promote good. He's the minister of good for you and for me. She's a minister of good for you and me. To promote good. Secondly, to punish guile. Verse 4, the Bible says that they are a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Not only to promote good, to punish guile, but thirdly, to protect a generation. It said in verse 3 that for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Young kids, you've got no reason to be scared of officers. Stay out of trouble. If you rob stores and be a thug, you're going to get in trouble with the police. Pretty simple. They're ministers to do good. They're helping us. I'm glad we're on the winning side tonight. That is with the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, "Preacher, I don't know why you get to laugh. Oh, get loud at the ball game." We got somebody we can thank tonight. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God they put these men and women in our paths to help us, be a blessing to us. Renee's daddy fell. Some local fireman came. Big gash on his jaw. He is old timer. One of them said, "Mr. Harris, you know, need to go get sewed up." He said, "Oh boy." He said, "I've been hit worse than this." He said, "No, you need to go get sewed up." So he went. And isn't it amazing how God has put a community like this in our path to help us and to minister good works for the glory of God? Lastly, I want to say this, and I won't back up on what I say. There's the cause for authorities to promote good, to punish guile, and to protect a generation. But then, watch your Bible now, and now, let me explain something. I'm trying to get way too fast because we run over. I've been slowed down. I've been to preach and tell you something. Look right here in verse 4. "Listen to me, for he's the minister of God to thee, to do thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid." In other words, if you're minding your own business, minding the law, don't worry about them. But if you're doing evil, you got some issues coming. You got, and you ought to have some issues coming. Because when you break the laws, you affect my family and other families. Just doing their job. Thank y'all for doing your job. Don't worry, I'm about done. The cause for authority. Lastly, look in this verse 6, 7. It's amazing what's in the Bible. You folks ought to carry a Bible, will you? And somebody go talk about what you pay. Pull this Bible out on them. Say, okay, let's see what God says. The contribution to authority. Verse 6, 7. For this cause pay you tribute also. For there are God's ministers attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. The contribution to authority, their responsibility. They're ministers of God. They have great responsibility to God, to our community. Not only their responsibility, their revenue. You know what he said? Take care of them. A first responder ought to not be on the low pay grade. If a man and woman are making parts at Honda Lock, wherever they work, our first responders ought to be making more than that, as far as I'm concerned. Their life's on the line. We work, we've made good living, and they protect your stuff. They deserve it. You know why they deserve it? Because God said they deserve it. They're God's ministers. Pay tribute to whom tribute's due. I think about the ladies at home. It's a lot like a preacher's wife. They're so overlooked. Officers' wives. I can tell you an officer's wife that I seen at the Carrollton City one night about midnight. Brother Chad's wife. They go through things that people never know. Ma'am, you serve in the capacity of first responders. You pay a price. People don't even realize the price your husband's having to pay, but you serve in our community. But we want to thank you tonight. I wish I'd give you a pay raise. Wish I could give you a pay raise. I'd give you an automatic pay raise tonight. We wouldn't even vote on it. We'd just give you a pay raise. Their responsibility and their revenue. But then in verse 7, look at their respect. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, and honor to whom honor. Brother Will, would you come help me tonight, these plaques, young man?